You're listening to SBS News.
After 7 years of discussions, the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership has been agreed upon but not finalised at the conclusion of the ASEAN Summit in Bangkok. The massive Asia-Pacific Free Trade Pact will cover half of the world's population and will create the world's biggest trading bloc. The ASEAN states were joined in Thailand by Australia, China, India, Japan, New Zealand and South Korea. Nine of Australia's top trading partners, representing 58% of Australia's trade and 66% of its exports, are part of the deal. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the partnership aims to promote free trade and open markets across the Southeast Asian region.
It's about jobs and it's also about the security of our region, keeping it open, ensuring that all of the independent and sovereign nations in our part of the world can continue to engage with each other. Supply chains are built up, which is good for Australia. We're here because of the jobs of Australians and ensuring the future jobs of Australians.
But trade negotiations during the summit weren't smooth. India has decided not to join the agreement, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi telling leaders of the 15 countries who have agreed to it that the deal doesn't satisfactorily address India's outstanding issues and concerns. India's Foreign Ministry Secretary Vijay Thacker Singh defended the decision.
India has participated in good faith in the RCEP discussions and has negotiated hard with a clear-eyed view of our interests. In the given circumstances, we believe that not joining the agreement is the right decision for India. We would continue to persevere in strengthening our trade, investment and people-to-people relations with this region.
One of India's concerns is that its markets could be flooded with Chinese goods under the deal. China's Vice Foreign Minister Liu Yucheng remains optimistic.
"15 countries have decided to move ahead first by the end of the year. We've already finished the text and most of the outstanding issues have been resolved and probably will be completely sorted out by the end of the year. It is no problem for the 15 countries to sign the agreement next year. Whenever India is ready, they are welcome to get on board. As for the significance of RCEP, we understand it covers a large population. It definitely will play a crucial role in promoting economic cooperation and development in all its participating countries. Its impact will be immeasurable. I believe RCEP will play a great role in enhancing regional development and prosperity."
Dr. Shiro Armstrong is the director of the Australia-Japan Research Centre at the Australian National University. Dr. Armstrong says a trade deal without India would not work.
"And there's a risk of going ahead without India, 15 members instead of 16. And that would be a real pity and a big blow to the agreement. But the idea would be to get India back on board later on."
The United States-China trade war has created tension too, with the US accusing China of using intimidation to monopolise Southeast Asian resources. US President Donald Trump didn't attend this year's summit, leaving US Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross, who did attend, to reiterate the United States' commitment to Asia.
"We will continue to champion the values that have served the Indo-Pacific so well: respect for the sovereignty of all nations, the peaceful resolution of disputes, an open commercial environment with transparent agreements that encourage investment and connectivity."
The 2020 ASEAN Summit is to be held in Vietnam. Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.